You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, from the slew of videos on TikTok of women crying about relationships to Bardi C's epic meltdown over Offset, to this article that I'm going to share with you, the tears of their relationship suffering are exquisitely thirst quenching. I'm loving it. Why? Because this modern dating and relationship market is a market that they themselves created. So what do we say, gentlemen? Let them suffer. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was going to make a full-length video about Bardi C's meltdown, but why bother? Why even bother? In my humble opinion, this is what I like to call ultimate karma. Why? Because she's talking about how Offset's making her suffer. What about the men that she admitted to drugging and robbing? Do you think those men didn't suffer? Oh, yeah, that's right. She got away with it because of this ultra misandric society that we live in today. However, we always say this, gentlemen, the universe will balance the scales. It is what it is. Now you're seeing more and more women talking about, oh, I can't find a good man, blah, 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 blah. No one cares. Now, for this article that was published on the 11th of December. New York is really the worst place to be single. No. This isn't just New York. It is actually the entire, West. However, it's the worst place to be a single man. However, this article was written by a woman, so she's going to give her side of why it's so bad. And we all know, gentlemen, we all know, every time an article like this comes out, it's always about the women who can't get the man that they want. New York City is notorious for attracting the most competitive, ambitious, even cutthroat people in the world. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, they say. And that's true of New Yorkers' dating lives as their professional lives. Let me tell you, as someone actively dating here, this city and its singles are ruthless. That's why I was entirely unsurprised to learn that, according to a new ranking, New York is one of the worst American cities to be single. As a woman, she wanted to say. The report, conducted by the personal finance website Wallet Hub, placed the Big Apple at 144th out of 182 major cities based on dating opportunities, affordabilities as a single person, and outlets for recreation. Although the city ranked number 3 in recreation, its affordability was dead last. And as far as dating opportunities, it took 167th place. I've dated in New York for 5 years, and I can confirm it is rough out there. Once again, it's rough because she's not getting the type of men that she desires. First, meeting someone in real life is hard. While I think the Me Too movement did a lot of good in curbing workplace misbehavior and cutting odious predators like Harvey Weinstein, it also had the unintended consequences of stigmatizing polite and well-mannered attempts to get a phone number. Stop the fucking presses. We here in this space have been saying this since the beginning of Me Too. And what happened? Oh, our voices were censored. We were told, oh, you must approve of predatory behavior. No, we kept saying there's going to be a back end consequence that's going to be even worse than this whole Me Too movement. Men are going to step the hell back. However, there was that one feminist on Piers Morgan who said, yes, men should be afraid. And she enjoys the fact that men are afraid of approaching women, of being perceived as pervy. Yeah, there are far too many women out there who say, yes, I enjoy having that power. When dating coach Blaine Anderson conducted a survey of thousands of singles, she found that 53% of men say fear of being perceived as creepy, quote unquote, quote, reduces their likelihood of interacting with women. Ladies, this is the new environment that you have created. Every single place in past where men would actually meet women, you have utterly destroyed. The workplace, gone. Bars and nightclubs, gone. As a matter of fact, there was somebody who opened a female-only nightclub and it absolutely tanked. Oh, yeah. College, done. And the last place, the gym. More and more men are leaving the gyms. And guess what? They are losing money. So goes the men. So goes the money. Oh, yeah, ladies. So keep putting out your little TikToks about men that you perceive as creepy and men that you perceive as not worthy of approaching you. And guess what? More and more men are simply going to fall back. And this is why more and more regular, everyday, average men are now going to explore their other options. Worse, 45% of men aged 18 to 25 and polled by behavioral neuroscientist Alexander Datesike had never approached a woman in person. Once again, rejection and nuclear rejection. Yeah, men are not playing that game anymore. I don't blame men for feeling trepidatious about shooting their shot in the post Me Too and post due process era. No. We are not in a post Me Too era or a post due process era. A la Jonathan fucking Majors. Especially in New York, where the odds of the girl you approach being an ultra-progressive feminist ready to excoriate you for male privilege is higher than most places. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I find it hilarious. You're seeing more liberal women talking about, oh, I can't find a man. I can't find a good man. Blah, 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 blah. Remember, gentlemen, every time a woman says she can't find a good man, remember, add this to the end of that phrase. A good man that I want, which is always going to translate into a top 1 to 10% man, period, point blank. And yet, when Kevin Samuels, RIP, suggested to these women, why don't you share the man that you want? Oh, no, 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 no. He should be mine and mine alone. Okay. There are more women than there are men in America. Over the years, I have continuously pointed that fact out. If every single marriageable man decided to marry every single marriageable woman, there would still be millions and millions of women left the fuck over. So that single solitary fact alone, gentlemen, means what? That's right. We are the prize. Period. Point blank. But see, gentlemen, this society does not want you to understand that or to find that out or to realize it, which is why they have so many programs in place to keep men mentally enslaved. Yeah, gentlemen, once you realize your worth, guess what? They can't stop you, which is the biggest reason why they hate the Passport Brothers. Yeah. American black men, we were never supposed to find our value. We were never supposed to realize what we truly had to offer. So yeah, okay, cool. However, getting back to this article, not to mention, even if you do want to hang out at a bar and muster up the courage to strike up a conversation, you have to pay an arm and a leg here for a cocktail, which is another reason why the bar and club scene for the majority of cities is dead. So many New Yorkers understandably turn to dating apps instead, but they come with a whole host of problems. You see, gentlemen, this is another reason why you should abandon the dating apps completely. Why? Well, first and foremost, the overwhelming majority of those women are not there to meet you. They only want that bit of attention from you. While apps make it easier than ever to meet someone from the comfort of your own home, they feed right into New Yorkers' ultra-competitive zeitgeist. In a city of 1.5 million singles aged 20 to 34, why settle for your Bumble date who's perfect on paper but has an annoying laugh? Yeah, remember, gentlemen, these women out here will try to find any and everything they can to disqualify you. What more can be said? What more can truly be said? Well, that's about all I'm going to read for the article. Now, just to give my quick and humble opinion about women of today crying about relationships, dating. Ladies, you created this environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You created it. Why? Because the environment allowed you to be overly entitled. Social media has utterly ruined the modern relationship. It was bad before social media. However, now every woman believes she has to live a Kardashian life, which all of that is fake anyway. Now you've got more women openly saying you need to pay in order to even attempt to get to know me. Once again, that right there is, as we all know, being a pro, being a halfway pro. Ladies, you made yourself into monetized beings. So you can't get mad that men have said, you know what? This is the price that you want to set. Nah, I'm not going to meet that price. I can go overseas and find way cheaper, way better products. So yeah, stay over here with the simp pool that also is drying up. Yeah, that's another thing that they're starting to hate. Their simps, they're starting to wake up. Their pay piggies, they're starting to wake up. So in my humble opinion, a lot of these women who are getting on, you know, social media talking about this guy paid this, this guy paid that, that's all cap. Why? Because if a woman says, well, this guy did this, what is she trying to do? She's trying to get the men around her to enter into competition. Gentlemen, don't fall for that bait. Yeah. Anytime a woman gets on social media and says, well, this guy did this, this guy did that. Okay, here's the question. If he did all of that, why aren't you still with him? Yeah. Something else that the article pointed out was the serial first dater. Yeah, that's nothing more than a finesse. Whenever a woman says, oh, I'm dating this guy, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, if he did all of that, you make him sound like he's perfect. Why didn't you stay with him? Oh, yeah, that's right. 9 times out of 10, what you're saying is all damn cap. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. In my humble opinion, these women who are out here letting their tears flow because of their relationship status and the mating market, I find them utterly thirst quenching. Yes, the tears of the modern woman crying about modern relationships are as thirst quenching as an ice cold beer on a hot summer day. They are as thirst quenching as a mug of hot chocolate on a cold, snowy night. It's just that delicious. And for you women who set this environment up, believing that you are going to be able to just simply weed out the men that you didn't want and put them into the backup category and continue to chase the men that you desire, you need to understand this and understand it clearly. The power you thought you had in the relationship market does not exist. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to just bend over backwards to be with you, that thought process has definitely gone out. Because, as we love to say, and this is a phrase that I actually came up with long, long, long ago, women are the gatekeepers to sex. You decide who you want to sleep with all day, every day. However, that is only one side of the coin. That's the side of the coin that society wants men to focus on. However, there's the other side of the coin. Men are the gatekeepers to relationships and marriage. You see, gentlemen, you hold the ultimate prize, which is your commitment. Ladies, men have discovered just how much power we hold in this market. And guess what? More and more men have decided you're no longer worthy. Remember, gentlemen, in the end, you decide which woman is worthy and what role she will play in your life. Be it a jump off, be it a friends with benefit, be it eventually a girlfriend, fiance, or God forbid, marriage. In the end, you decide what title she gets. And remember, gentlemen, that is your ultimate power. And it trumps sex any day of the week. Why? Because as men, we can go pay to get, you know, our pipes cleaned. A woman can't pay a man to actually be a boyfriend or a husband. So yeah, gentlemen, closing this out. Understand your power. Exercise your power. Wake up, realize your value. Once you do that, you will truly become unstoppable. And that's what they fear the most. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.